This is the night that is our Feast of Feasts. This is the very reason why we are Christians. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. St. Paul said that if Jesus had not been raised, our faith is in vain. One of the beautiful aspects of Easter is the contrast between darkness and light. There's actually a progression of darkness to light. In the scriptures, at the very beginning of creation, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated it from the darkness. In our gospel, we heard about Mary Magdalene, a close friend of Jesus. Very early in the morning, she went over to the tomb, and the day was progressing from darkness to light. Darkness is a symbol of sin and death. It represents a lack of faith. In contrast, we can see the light, just as we see this Paschal candle here. The light is a symbol for Christ, who is the light of the world. It is he who dispels the darkness of sin and death. And this light is a part of our own story. It's our salvation history. It's how God is coming to save us. And so on this Feast of Easter, I think we can just simply cover two aspects of the resurrection. First, why did the early Christians have true faith that Jesus rose from the dead? We, like those early Christians, confess and believe that Jesus is truly the living God, that he is the Lord of the living, not of the dead. So we believe that Jesus lives now. Those early Christians didn't believe in the resurrection because they saw an empty tomb. Some of them thought that Jesus' body was actually stolen. They didn't believe in the resurrection because they saw a folded up burial cloth. And they didn't even believe in the resurrection because others told them that Jesus rose. Those early Christians believed that Jesus rose because of this. They actually met him. They met the living Jesus. Have we met the living Jesus? Mary Magdalene went to that empty tomb and didn't believe until she met Jesus, who she initially thought was a gardener. And she was able to say, "I have seen the Lord." For the apostle Thomas, he didn't believe until he was in that upper room and saw the glorified wounds of Christ. And he said, "My Lord and my God." Where in our own life have we been able to say, "I have seen the Lord, my Lord and my God"? The greatest desire of our lives can and should be to encounter this living person, not just an idea. Second, how can Jesus' resurrection, since he is truly living, reach us today? In 2006, Pope Benedict XVI gave an Easter homily, and he said that the resurrection can reach us in two different ways, through faith and baptism. The resurrection comes to us in faith. And one of those ways we grow in faith is through prayer. It's our heart speaking to Christ's heart, Jesus' heart speaking to our hearts. How truly different does life become when we can say once at least every day, "Jesus, increase my faith"? The resurrection also comes to us through baptism. Baptism gifts us with faith. In baptism, we enter into Jesus' death and experience his resurrection. That's supposed to bring us to eternal life. We come in contact with Jesus through baptism. And so on this feast of Easter, our parish of Corpus Christi, along with our pastor Monsignor Schumacher and Father Dosh, our deacons, want to wish you and your family a happy Easter. May we truly encounter this living one, this living Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.